and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Today I'm coming to you live from One The Event in tribute to 9/11. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Let's pay tribute to all those that we lost and honor all those heroes. All this weekend, our shows on Transformation Talk Radio are part of One The Event. Be inspired by the 10th anniversary of 9/11 and the passion of one very special man, Seattle firefighter Eric Loyer. Along with more than 3 million people around the world, we will make a collective shift by choosing love over fear, kindness over anger, and responsibility rather than blame. In remembrance of all the tragedies of September the 11th and the wars that followed, we will honor all those senselessly lost by rebuilding our relationships with love and kindness and celebrate our global unity. Folks, today my guests and I are going to help you overcome some of the challenges that you have been facing since that tragic day. We're going to inspire you, and we're going to give you tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show at my website, AskSueLondon.com. Folks, that address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, today, my special guest with us is internationally known psychic and healer, Bonnie Christina Ross. And our topic is the collective heart, letting it shine. Now, let me tell you about this incredible lady. Bonnie Christina Ross is a gifted medium psychic who has been supporting countless in her thriving practice, Divine Light Within. She's been doing this for about 25 years now. And as a professional musician, Bonnie is both a performer and composer and has just released her healing meditation CD, Journey to Your Divine Light Within. She also writes powerful, uplifting songs that move your spirit. To learn more about Bonnie, if you visit her website, BonnieRoss.com, I know you're just going to love her. Now, let's bring her on and let's get her to give you lots of tools and tips to help you get moving in your life. So, Bonnie, welcome, my friend, to the show.
Thank you so much, Sue, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I am so excited to have you because, you know, you are such a gift to me. You have helped me so much with, you know, everything that's happening in the world now, and it couldn't be you being a more fit guest for what's happening in our world right now, the 9/11, the energy. Let's start talking now about, you know, we called the interview The Collective Heart, Letting It Shine. Can we talk about that? Let's start off with that.
Okay. Well, I am so deeply intrigued by the power of our hearts. And some of you may know that that the 9/11 tragedy actually sent a wave of negative energy that threw satellite dishes in space way off.
Wow.
And that's how powerful collective energy can be. Mm-hmm. And I also know that the modern science can measure our positive heart energy and that we can send off waves of heart energy of love collectively, and that can also trigger these satellite dishes for the positive. And so the fact that it did actually happen, these satellite dishes were triggered positively when President Obama was inaugurated.
Really?
Wow. So I'm just so thrilled with the whole idea of heart energy, and certainly Greg Braden writes a lot about the Coherence Project and measuring heart energy scientifically.
Yeah.
And you know, they we've done some studies also in Washington D.C. in lowering the crime rate by bringing thousands of people from all over the world to meditate on love and peace for a 3-week period, and the incredible result in all of that was that we had a 25% reduction in crime rate, and this was monitored by the FBI. And
wow.
So when I hear about these things, I know that when we believe in our hearts, we literally create waves of energy that ripple out to the world.
Yeah, yeah. And I know myself, you know, My husband and I kind of joke, because if we go somewhere and someone's really negative, I always say, you know, I'm going to crack that person. I'm going to get them smiling and hugging us by the time we leave. And every time, it's just a simple gesture. I might say, you know, you look nice today, or just pay them some positive comments or feedback on what they're doing for us. And every time, there's always a smile, there's always the hug after. It's so simple that we all can do, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No question. We have a responsibility to do this.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the energy in our world right now. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you and I have been talking earlier today, folks, I have to tell you, you know, my dogs and all animals are very sensitive to energy, and my dogs have been going crazy. All the dogs, in fact, in our entire neighborhood on our street, they're all just going crazy. And that tells me something. When they're going like that, I know there's things out of whack. We're having challenges with technology right now, our phone systems, our cars in all our areas. Every friend I'm talking to, their cars are having problems. So how do we handle that?
Well, it's an interesting thing going on here in the world, and there is this underlying level of tension that makes us feel anxious and ungrounded, and it can be very strong at times, especially for people like you and me,
right?
Sensitive ones, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, and, you know, we don't want to be fear-mongering around this, but I believe that, you know, in this great turning, this approaching of the end of this huge cycle, and as we approach 2012, we are breaking down old systems, both personally and globally, and this is obviously creating chaos in the world, and it's pushing us to the edge, some of us more than others, and forcing us to define who we are and our relationship to the world and to one another.
Yes.
And so, you know, we can choose to get swayed by this negative wave, or we can connect with this heart-based energy that I'm talking about and shift our own personal lives, families, communities, and, of course, the world.
Yes.
And so, you know, I've been finding people are coming to me with this shift, right, which is good. People want to know what their purpose is. They want to know how they can serve. And I think it's a beautiful shift because it's really forcing us to look at who we are and what is our relationship to the world going to be.
Well, you know, and you're saying that, you and I've talked before, I'm doing a lot of changes even to my own website. Like, I'm having a new website going up next week with a lot of new stuff about me. That's just one area of my life. I'm changing so much. Whatever's not working, it's like just falling off the face of the earth, like it's dissolving. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing what's happening. Now, we've got to tell everybody, we're going to keep talking about it through the show, but we've got to tell everyone one of the things that I have done to help myself dealing with all the energy shifts, because I'm very sensitive, like Bonnie said. Bonnie has put together this amazing meditation CD, and it opens your chakras. It builds your intuition, it helps you to develop that more. Bonnie, tell us more about that, because it's really got to be one of the best tools that there's out there for everybody who's going through this with the shift.
You're right, and it was really timely that I was able to get this out to the world. And I created the CD because people really know how, they need to know how to work with the essential energies of Earth, of universal life force energy, and, of course, our human energy, the chakras. And when we become aware and learn how to manage these energies, we clear a way for a sense of presence and anchoring. And we need this in the world right now. And, of course, we need an anchoring union with our intuition, our higher self. And when we're present, this is where all of the good stuff, this wisdom that within us lives. And so go ahead.
I was going to say, now, you know, your CD is just absolutely the answer for that. I want to encourage everyone, make sure that you do go to Bonnie's website, BonnieRoss.com, because that's where you can purchase this CD. Now, you just said about, you know, anchoring ourselves in this storm. Let's talk about, you know, how important is this and how do we stay anchored?
Right.
Because these are tools.
Absolutely. Anchoring is a choice, as we talked about earlier. We need to choose to stay out of drama and chaos, and we need to take a look at who we're aligning with in the world, because the five people that are closest to you energetically make up your energetic level vibration. And so if they're all in the muck, guess where you're going to be? In the muck. So one of the ways to anchor is to take note and hang out with positive people whenever you can, and certainly practice meditative practices. And so you need to find presence through meditation. And some people will not sit on a mat and just meditate. You need to find activities that bring you to a focus of one thing, one.
Yes.
And so drumming, of course, is something I do with people. And anyone can get a drum and focus on the rhythm in your breath. Those two things are beautiful meditative practices, and you don't have to be a musician to be drumming. And we know that, Sue, right?
Well, I'm laughing, and you know what I'm going to say, Bonnie. Bonnie, I really love this girl, folks, because I've always said to her, if I need my butt kicked, bring it on, kick it, because that's how we all learn. When we miss something, we're not always aware of what we're doing, right? So Bonnie often says to me, Sue, get in the tub.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that, shall we?
Getting in the tub,
Well,
getting in the tub, you're getting into water, right? You're still, you know, you're contained in the tub, and sometimes we literally have to push ourselves into being very still. And so water is a very grounding energy, and of course you can bring in meditative music into that, and the warmth of the temperature of the water can bring you into a place of stillness. And so I take myself into nature as well, and just being near water is a connection to nature and earth energy that is very grounding and brings me to a place of presence. So meditative practices like just getting in the tub, fishing, gardening, cooking,
walks, you know, by the waterfront,
knitting. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you need to do to anchor, and they're really no-brainers, right?
Yeah.
You need to find passion in your life and play.
And one thing we do have to avoid is all the negativity you see on TV now, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can really do stuff to you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we're just inundated with the fear-mongering of, the end of the world is coming. And we really need to surround ourselves with what I call a spiritual family.
Yes.
And so this is not your biological family. This is the family that loves you unconditionally and, of course, is on some kind of spiritual path or practice. And, of course, when you find your friends that are of like minds, that are in on purpose and in passion and creative, you can together shine this collective heart energy out there to the world without judgment, because our biological families do enough of that for us, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. That's so true. And I can honestly say to everyone, Bonnie is part of my spiritual family, folks. And it is an honor to have you as part of my family, Bonnie. Yes, Pat. Hi, how are you?
We have something really cool going to happen right now.
Oh, okay.
We have a absolutely surprise guest jumping in here. So we're going to take a short break. Sue London will be right back. Bonnie, Sue, you two are like rocking.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, did you guys hear me sing like my all-time favorite song a little bit ago?
What were you singing?
I Hear a Symphony by Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
First time I ever fell in love and first time I ever got my heart broke.
Oh, dear.
All right. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the show.
See you soon, folks.
Oh,
Welcome back. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Sue London will be right back, but we are having like a little intermission. We're going to break out in song in a minute. Lindsay Wagner is joining us here today, and many of you have heard the conversations we've had on air before. Actress, author, advocate, amazing individual, someone that knows how to help all of us shift from that place of fear. Tonight, we get to be on a panel together, so that's kind of cool, too. Joining me here for a very impromptu conversation, Lindsay, it's great to finally meet you.
Thank you, yes. Like old friends, and now we have the visual to go with it.
I know. I want to talk with you about... See, I got the same thing going on right here with the headphones, right? Because it's much better. I want to talk with you about a conversation I had about that song, I Hear a Symphony. And I was talking about today about someone once told me the soul never really emerges to the next level unless one's heart's been broken. Do you think that's true?
Wow. I think that it's a huge question, girl.
Sorry.
You know, it's not like simple. I suppose you could look at it that way, yes. I think there's many different ways to look at evolution and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It almost, the question, the way it's asked almost makes the statement that we have a choice about whether that's going to happen or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the case. I think it's part of this dimension. I think it's part of this human experience. So I've never even thought of it the way you ask it, because I don't think evolution works that way. We experience. Does that
that's
chiming from heaven mean that I'm right?
It actually means that you're right on. That we've been getting that. We've been getting those signals all day, haven't we? Yeah.
Expansion, evolution, is moving to the next level. It's always uncomfortable, especially in our human consciousness tends to want to identify with anything that comes into manifestation, and therein we hold on to it. And when we hold on to it, the breaking away, that breaking the illusion that is inherently real as opposed to an emanating presence and existence at this moment, which is continuously expanding or morphing or decomposing.
Mm.
You know, so it's, I think what hurts is the letting go of the illusion or the trying to hang on to any moment in time, any particular experience. So again, getting your heart broken is going back. I sound like a broken record on this, but it's always going back to what perspective are you holding?
All right.
That says heart broken.
Right.
You know, what is making that? And are you talking about a passing feeling?
Mm.
The pain of knowing you have to let go and letting go, which really is just a heartache more than a heart broken. Broken implies that, you know, that's a long thing, and I call that suffering. And suffering to me is a function of how we perceive a situation as opposed to living it, experiencing it, and living the next moment, the next thing. So
that's beautiful. And, you know, I think that part of the conversation came up for me today. I've done a number of interviews, and I was really struck by the fact that this is the 10-year anniversary of September 11th. I grew up in New York, and I can remember my first time that I drove back into the city, and I didn't see the towers. and I cried, and it was as if my heart got broken. And I wondered if as a country, as a collective, the collective heart had been broken over that, and are we ready to heal it?
Well, again, if you're using the word as in broken, that means broken.
Mm.
You know, does your interpretation of the word broken mean fixable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots and lots and lots of things that, for me, fit into that category of profound pain that mm-hmm. happened. And all over the world and in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Children dying in this country of starvation, to me, is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's so personal. What perspective do we as individuals hold? And collectively, what about that is heartbreaking, I would want to ask. What about
that's
that
a great question.
Is heartbreaking? Yeah, of course it's tragic. I totally agree. It's not that I didn't hurt, don't have my own mm-hmm. pain about it, nothing. But it's like, what about it are we holding? What are we getting out of holding the pain as opposed to allowing the pain of that experience to be a wave? Because to me, that's what pain is. Pain is a wave. And we suffer. Our suffering is different than our pain. Our suffering is holding on to that, not letting that wave complete itself. And so here we are continuing to suffer around that experience instead of allowing it to
mm-hmm.
heal. And that's something in our perspective. That's something that we actually do have some control over, but we have to look at it from a different perspective in order for that to happen.
I wanted to ask you about this weekend. I know you and I are going to be on a panel together. Love that idea. And then you're going to do a workshop tomorrow. And I wanted to ask you about your own journey and what led you, don't ask that question. But I wanted to ask you in reference to your own journey, what is it about this weekend? What is it about being here? I mean, you obviously said yes to being here. What was it that you saw in this weekend, Lindsay?
The promoter and the people that I met and the people who invited me said, we're all ready to heal and we want to invite everybody else to come in and do that with us. That's what I love about mm-hmm. this. We're ready to change fear to love or anger or whatever your response is, resentment. Hopelessness, all of these feelings that we get around that. And it's like, yeah, I'm all about that. I am all about not, because it's never going to be forgotten. That's not mm-hmm. the point. But grandma dies or somebody, you know, gets killed, we lose a loved one, that's never going to change.
Right.
And we're never going to forget that. But we do heal, we do move on, we do think of them lovingly afterwards. As opposed to spending, well, sometimes people get stuck in that place and they die with that severe pain. But mostly we get over something. And I feel that there's a lot of, without at the risk of getting political, there's some people who benefit from us continuing to be suffering around this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not for that.
Mm-hmm.
I am for all of us being able to move on and find that love and compassion and healing within ourselves about what happened, knowing that nobody does anything to hurt another person unless they are suffering inside. It doesn't excuse the behavior. It doesn't excuse what somebody did. We are all accountable for the things that we do. But to have perpetual judgment about something, to not be able to allow the pain of that and let it be over. It is over. It's been over. We're here. And in this moment, right now, there is nothing wrong. Right here in this room, there is nothing wrong. We are here and we should be here rejoicing and being each other's presence and being alive. just the sheer joy of being alive. But we capture these moments in the past and we stay stuck in them in our head, and that brings up the emotions and the energies of that moment instead of being in the present. And so we will create more of the same because we're putting out that same kind of energy, that negativity. We're going to stimulate that in other people. They're going to feel worse. They're going to act out from that place. I mean, it's just, we're part of the perpetuation of it if we aren't a part of the solution. And to me, the only solution is to move into love, move into compassion, and be here now. And when you're truly here in the now, there is, wow, there's no room for that kind of
thing. Isn't that the journey that Eric Loyer just went on in his life after 9/11, of course, being angry, being just all about the war? And then the question that was asked of him is a question I want to reflect here as well. And someone turned to him one day and said, Eric, do you love yourself? And it was that question that got him to think. And ever since I heard that, I started to ask myself about that question. Self-love. Let's talk about that for a minute. What's the best way for our listeners, people that are listening to this now and in the future, what's the best way for us to talk about self-love right now?
Well, again, you know, we're going to have this quick little conversation on something that's going to take you like a 5-day seminar.
I'm so sorry.
What do you think?
I don't know where these questions come from. They just come out of my mouth.
Hawaii with us in January.
Okay.
Workshop.
Okay. I promise. Okay, I'll do that.
At least put a dent in the answer to that question.
Trust me, I don't sit up at night thinking these questions.
Well, first of all, to recognize that, to really let yourself acknowledge the feelings that you have around that issue, because we tend to want to push them away because we don't know what to do about them. And it's not something that we can answer right here and now. But what I can say is that in my personal journey where I have come to, and it doesn't mean I'm always in this spot, doesn't mean that I don't have moments, but I am light years from where I used to be on that issue, and I know to my core that I am a spark of the divine, and I know to my core that you are too, and that everyone is, and that there is this some greater power, whatever you call it, if you call it Christ, if you call it Buddha, if you call it the divine intelligence, if you call it cosmic, whatever, that is that life force that made this body that we, our consciousness experiences, that is constantly keeping us alive and breathing us, is so full of love. And in fact, that is what we are. We are that life force. But we have these concretized, very small images of what we are. And so maybe to start asking and allowing yourself to disidentify a little bit with who you think you are, and maybe you'll start experiencing just spontaneously the love that's in that life force, because love really comes from within here. We're seeking it out in the world all the time, but it's only in here. Nobody can love you enough to make you feel love. They can only help you stimulate it within yourself, from within yourself, because that's what's in the life force.
Thank you. Lindsay, thank you so much. Before we go, I want, since you mentioned Hawaii Retreat, before I get 100 emails on it, tell people how they can find out more about the retreat, more about you.
LindsayWagnerInternational.com. It's going to be a 7-day retreat on the big island of Hawaii in an eco village. And we're going to do all kinds of cool things. We're going to meditate. We're going to do some of the techniques that I use all the time in my life reason I do these programs that I, workshops that I've started doing is because I found some techniques that were so helpful to me. And I just said, you know, people need to know about this stuff. It's really helpful. So we're going to do some of that. We're going to go up and do a meditation at the volcano.
Yeah. We're going to go visit Madame Pele.
Yeah, and there's just all kinds of really cool stuff. We're going to have fire ceremony. And
what's the date?
January 9th to the 15th.
Sweet. Great time. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. Sue London will be right back, everyone.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio, and we're coming to you from One The Event. I'm your host, Sue London. Wasn't that a wonderful surprise having Lindsay coming on and talking to Dr. Pat? I have got a very special guest here with me, and her name is Bonnie Christina Ross. And we're talking about energy management and all the wacky things that are happening, how we can protect our energy, how to shift from anger to love, to forgiveness, to moving forward, to stopping the blame game. Now, Bonnie, let's talk about, you know, you're a psychic medium, and you're internationally known. I have to brag about you, my friend.
Let's
just take a second. I'm putting you on the spot, but what do you see that's going to come for the future for us all?
Well,
you know, with everything, you know, happening right now.
Well, I do believe this is the big shakeup, and it is time to really decide what our relationship to this world is going to be, and we need to get very simple. We need to get back to this heart-based flow that is who we are. This is the divine, our divine right is to heal and to live in full potential. And it may sound all fluffy and grand, but we need to hold the vision, because what you focus on expands. And again, we can get caught up in the current of you know, thousands and thousands of years of war, and how is this ever going to finish? How are we ever going to come to a place of peace and cooperation and civil ways? And, you know, I think about the Dalai Lama and his quote that just rings true in my heart. And he says, just listen to this, is so powerful. He says, teach a five-year-old child to meditate on compassion for 1 hour a week throughout his childhood. And within one generation, we would no longer have war and hatred in the world.
Wow.
And so how powerful is that?
Amazing. Amazing. You know, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just, I mean, this is so powerful.
It is. It's really,
really
powerful.
We need to grab onto this current of heart energy. I encourage everyone to raise their vibes. And, you know, we talk about doing that in so many simple ways. And so it starts with our children.
Yeah, and, you know, Bonnie, you know, and many of my listeners hear me talk about my five-year-old grandson and all the adventures we have together. I share it every week on my show. And every time, you know, I'm with him, I'm really, you know, focusing him on, you know, what was your best part of the day? And, you know, give a hug and, you know, never say I can't. And, you know, I really focus on the positive with him, because I know he's our future, and that's how our world will change. Now, you have an amazing gift. I have to share the world with this, about you, over this. You, for anyone who listens to my show on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific or 6 p.m. Eastern, you can hear my theme music when my intro starts, my commercial, and my outro. That music, folks, has been written and produced by Bonnie Christine Ross. And we have to add your husband in there too, right? Because he's part of this whole process as well. Now, when you're doing the music, you have something happen. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share with everybody? Because the song that you have just produced, it makes me cry. It gives me chills. We'll have to get Dr. Pat to learn the words to that one and sing.
Yes, I'd love to hear her sing it. That's the next thing on her list.
Exactly. I'll work with her after this event. Share with everyone, because this is kind of what's happening in our world right now. More and more people are experiencing this. So share what's happening.
Okay, well, first of all, just to get back, my husband and I do a lot of creative dreaming, and we will wake up in the night, and both of us will wake up with wonderful melodies and lyrics that drive us to record them. And it's as if, you know, we can't write anything else until the driving melody and lyrics gets on to tape. And so this mm-hmm. is how we operate, because we are very much in a spiritual practice of being in heart energy, living our passions, being mm-hmm. present a lot, and finding ways to clear space from the chaos in our lives. And so we are walking testaments to carving out that path to listen to the higher part of ourselves that has these beautiful gifts. And so as writers and musicians, we've just written a song here, and it's called Shine, and it has a powerfully uplifting energy and message to it.
Does it ever? Yeah.
Well, thank you, and I'm very excited about putting it out there. It's actually on my website now for people.
Perfect.
And so what it is, I mean, Lindsay was talking about the divine part of who we are, and I'm mm-hmm. so excited. I was so excited because my the words
it's hard
song,
not to cut in, right?
Well, the words in my song are about the divine light that shines right from our core,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is that high vibrational, you
yeah.
know, authentic divine light that we all have, which is our full potential, and this beautiful heart energy. We can heal ourselves. We can heal the world. It is scientifically based. And so my song is about shining out this beautiful light to the world. And I talk about clearing a space by, feeling and healing your fears.
Yes.
You know? And then, so when you do that, you clear space and you allow your dreams, and the line is, be all that you were meant to be.
Yeah.
And it's a very simple message. And if we would all just grab onto it and be all that we were meant to be, what a beautiful world this would be.
Yeah. Now, can I share something? Listeners, last night on my show, I had the angel messenger, Gloria Messenger, on my show. And she was sharing the channeled messages the angels shared with her during the whole tragedy of 9/11. And the words exactly that Bonnie are saying here is exactly the same message that Gloria got. So
yeah, that is so amazing.
There's no coincidences, folks. No coincidence at all. So, Bonnie, let's tell everyone where your website is, because, folks, you need to hear the song. It will absolutely touch your life forever. So, Bonnie, share that website with everyone, can you?
Thank you so much, Sue. My website is www.bonnieross.com, and
mm-hmm.
if you go to the music section of my website, you can see, first of all, my CD, and you can listen to a sample of this song, Shine, and you can
yeah.
purchase it if you'd like. And so
yes.
this song, Shine, actually, I just wanted to add that I am making a music video, and it will
mm-hmm.
be even more powerful with the visual along with it. I'm just so excited to put it out there. I'm calling it an anthem, and I
yeah.
believe it deserves to have the title of anthem because it's such a heartfelt, uplifting
It is. Now, am I putting you on the spot if I ask you to sing a bit of that for us now? Does that laugh
Let
mean
me
yes? Don't do it, Sue.
Oh, boy. Let me think. All right.
Can we get to do
not...
it? Okay. Sorry. Be quiet, Sue. Go for it.
It's not too late to change the world. Now is the time. Love is the word. Let it shine. Let it shine. That's just a little piece of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Even hearing that little bit, I get chills.
Thank you.
Your voice is like an angel, and the words just, I tell you, they just touch my soul. And even as I was telling you, Bonnie, before, I had this song playing on my computer the other day, and my daughter came in, and it just stopped her in her tracks. So, folks, this just tells you how powerful the words are and Bonnie's music is. So make sure you go to her website, BonnieRoss.com. Now, Bonnie, we might have had a couple people coming in that weren't in the first half. I want to take a minute, and we're going to take everyone, or I'm going to say you're going to take everyone through a meditation in a few minutes, but let's talk one more time about your CD and how it opens your chakras and how people can get more intuitive with this wonderful product you've got.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, I talked about the importance of managing the three energies, earth, universal, and life force energy, and it really is an incredibly important tool in balancing to understand the emotional issues that sit with the chakras, and balancing them on a daily basis brings mm-hmm. you a sense of wellness and euphoria. The music is meditative, and of course, again, it's divinely downloaded. Both my husband Daryl and I worked mm-hmm. on it over a year to produce music that brings you to a really deep state of relaxation, mm-hmm. bringing mm-hmm. in the chakras, musical notes, and elemental sounds to balance mm-hmm. you and open you up to your spirit's calling. So it's pretty powerful.
Oh, you know, it is.
Your higher self is for all of us to connect mm-hmm. with it, and it is in this higher state of consciousness that that the answers to all of our life's questions live. So when you take the journey in and you listen and you reclaim your innate ability mm-hmm. as a spiritual being mm-hmm. to raise your vibration to this, you know, the wonderful realms of wisdom and healing mm-hmm. and truth. It's all in within us.
Now, I have to share something, and it's about my husband. Now, I was telling Bonnie all the things that happen when we play this CD. I have a little portable CD player that had the headphones, and I would always play the Bonnie CD before I go to bed, because that was kind of my quiet time, and I would do it in the morning. And so this one day, my CD player, my little personal one with the headset, broke. And we have a stereo in our bedroom, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to put this on and just tell Ross, you know what, we're going to play this and go to sleep tonight. Just didn't say anything more. And so I found out what was happening. I was playing it every night, and he was starting to say things to me, and then minutes later it would happen, or hours later. And what's happened for him now, just from he's falling asleep, we're playing the CD still, and it's opening his third eye. It's opening his intuition more. And it's like his psychic abilities are shining through now. And it's just amazing. And he'll say, how did I know that? It's amazing. So, Bonnie, now I'm saying that, you know, he heard this while he was sleeping. People, you can play it during when you're awake or sleeping, right? Like, you're going to have the same effect.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I'm hearing that is the case.
So, you know, a lot of people, they come to me for coaching that they want to open up, you know, their intuition. They want to become more spiritual. They want to, you know, connect with angels or their loved ones on the other side. Folks, mm-hmm. this CD will do that for you. No pressure on you, Bonnie, but I'm telling you, I've seen enough proof that this is happening. So, folks, be sure to check out that website, AskSueLondon.com. Sorry, I'm saying my website. How bad is that? It's BonnieRoss.com. Now, Bonnie, you are also doing readings with people over the phone now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so people, when you go to her website, you can book a psychic reading with Bonnie as well. Now, Bonnie, in about 2 minutes here, I want to get you to do that meditation with everyone, because we want to end with that, right?
Beautiful.
So,
thank you.
How about I turn this over, give you 2 minutes, and I just want you to share, what are your final thoughts? What do you want to say to people who are in that place, they're stuck? They don't know how to move forward from 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you say to them? Inspire them. Give them a tool.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the very impactful tools is to write your own eulogy, and write one that embraces your passions, and read it often. You know what I mean? Like when you're writing this piece as if you've already lived your life, you want to take a look at what it is that embraces your passions and live it.
Yes.
The other really interesting exercise is to create. So a lot of people are coming to me with their bucket list, and I really don't like the name bucket list, but I do like, because we're all going to kick the bucket at some point, but when you have a focus of what it is you want to live and what you want to accomplish, it gives it an energy when you write the list and then put an action plan to it. But I like to add to the bucket list a service bucket list, because to truly be there in the world, it is to really be of service. And we all have we all have a reason to be here on this earth, and we are all of service in some way.
Absolutely.
And so this is what it is all about, being of service. I know, Sue, your show is such a beautiful way to be of service to the world and bring beautiful people on. And it's amazing what you do.
Yeah, well, you know, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, you know, some of you may or may not know my story, but I had a near-death experience years ago, and I went to the white light, to the tunnel, and it was my grandfather who stopped me, because I was at a point that I honestly would have gone because of what I was going through at that time. And it was my grandfather who stopped me and said, "Susie, you have millions of people and animals you need to help heal." And, you know, hearing those words and knowing that was my destiny was just such so powerful for me. And I hang on to that every day and know nothing, I'm protected, nothing is holding me back. And, you know, I let God, the universe, his angels guide me with, you know, what I have to do. And I think a lot of my friends, from what I hear, say, "Let's hop on the Sue London train, Bonnie." Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's the momentum that you keep in your life, this focus, this undying dedication to moving forward in service. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I think, you know, we're here for a reason. So, folks, you know, don't hold back. Don't. You know, if you see someone that does something nice for you, tell them then. You've all witnessed, you know, a tragedy at 9/11, and I never want to leave it that anything is unsaid with me between anyone. I was given 30 minutes to live. I know how, you know, what can happen and how you feel in those last moments. So, Bonnie, let's do this meditation now, shall we?
Okay.
So,
all right.
Do you want to set it up? Tell everyone what you're going to do.
Certainly.
And we have a maximum of about 2 minutes for this, okay?
All right. Okay, so listeners, I invite you all to put your hands on your heart and close your eyes. I want you to take a nice deep breath in, breathing in love and compassion. Breathe it in. And now exhale, breathing out any sorrow and grief. Let it go. I want you to focus now on your heart area and visualize a pink ball of light opening and expanding in that area. Feel the love and peace filling your heart as you connect with a sense of oneness. It is in this place of oneness that we send out our collective heart energy. This beautiful love and compassionate energy fills the room. Fill the room with this love and light. See it now as you send it up to the ceiling in this beautiful pearlescent pink. Send it up through the roof. Up through the roof and into the world. Sending this rippling heart energy out to form a giant, a grand glowing pink heart that hugs the world. This heart is pulling us together in a place of oneness. Let us feel this awesome sense of oneness, and let's stand collectively in this most powerful heart energy and shift the world with love and peace. Breathe it in now. Feel the tingling energy all through your body and know that we are powerful beings. This collective heart is expanding and shifting the world as we speak. And now open your eyes and stay with this sense of absolute presence and peace. And be with it throughout the weekend as we celebrate this unity, this place of oneness, as we gather with courage and strength to move forward in the world.
That's wonderful, Bonnie.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. I could have let you go on for hours. We are so out of time. Folks, I have to thank Bonnie for being here with us. And Bonnie, I love you, my friend. You're so special in my heart. And what you're doing for our world, it just honors me to say I'm your friend. So thank you for everything you're doing. Folks, check out BonnieRoss.com. I'm Sue London on behalf of Bonnie Ross. And Bonnie Christina Ross and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again. Have a fantastic evening, everyone.
Hey, this is Natalie. My website is healingisis.com. And from fear to love can be really easy if we let go of all of our judgment and understand that every day and every person that we meet is filled with lessons and that everybody teaches us something. And then we become grateful, and then we just can turn gratefulness into love. So everybody have just a very blessed day. Thank you and namaste.
This is Camilla Chance, author of Wisdom Man by Banjo Clark, as told to Camilla Chance, published by Penguin, The Compassionate Life and Beliefs of a Remarkable Australian Aboriginal Elder. The message from Banjo Spirit and from me, the author, is there are no bad people in the world, only unhappy people. There are no bad people in the world, only unhappy people. That is our message to the world. Lots of love from Camilla Chance, author of Wisdom Man by Banjo Clark, as told to Camilla Chance, published by Penguin US and Penguin Australia.
My name is Don Smith. I'm the trusted guardian of the I Am Energy. You can find me at iamenergy.ca. We are here in this third dimension of duality to recognize the illusion of separation and to make the journey back to oneness. What happened on 9/11, 10 years ago, was the ultimate separation experience, creating feelings of gigantic loss, grief, anger, and hatred, with the rippling effects of constriction felt all around the world. This weekend is a grand opportunity to bring ourselves back to oneness, time when millions of people on our planet are connecting to powerfully dissolve the illusions of separation and loss, and to further raise the consciousness of humanity by returning to and uniting in our true nature of compassion and unconditional love. I have taken a number of clients through the I Am Energy process that allowed them to release all of the constrictions caused by this travesty, one as recent as yesterday, 10 years after the fact. What a truly wonderful feeling to watch someone release all that grief and loss in a few hours and see them become fully alive once again. An open heart is the only way to heal. Open and connected is our natural state. The power of millions of people joining together on this day can change the world forever by raising the consciousness with the unity of compassion. With an open heart, Dawn.
I'm Reverend Misa Hopkins, Spiritual Director of New Dream Foundation, which can be found at newdreamfoundation.com. And what I hold in my heart for all of us on this Memorial Day for 9/11 is the capacity to love our sorrow, our regrets, our guilt, resentments and judgments, and all of those difficult feelings that we have about ourselves and others, For if we feel compassion for parts of ourselves that we deem to be unlovable, then all that we will know is love. And in that love, we'll create the world we long, that we really long for here on Earth.